Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini. Now we're talking this weekend really all about safety and fire safety There are little things that you can do that make a huge difference on the overall safety for you and your family. I mean, in general, in life, no matter what it is. But when it comes to fire safety, carbon monoxide safety, having the right sensors and detectors is the single best investment you'll ever make. And it is such a small amount of money that really there's no excuse for you not to do it. But there's some things you need to know about where they go, what they can do, how to use them, and how to maintain them. Joining me on the phone line is Ashley Gokin, who is with First Alert. Ashley, so nice to speak with you again.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
You and I have had the chance to talk over the years. I mean, you must be one of the longest tenured employees over there, First Alert. I mean, good for you. And they got a good thing with you going. So whoever your bosses are, she's doing a great job, and keep up the good work. I want to talk a little bit about First Alert, and maybe give me a snapshot for those listening. I think we all kind of know First Alert, but who is First Alert and what's their mission?
Yes. So First Alert, we're actually celebrating our 65th anniversary this year.
Wow.
And we have been protecting homes and families since 1958, and we have smoke and carbon monoxide alarms and fire extinguishers to help protect your home and family.
Now, am I right about this? 65 years ago, there was just some guy named Joe that he would go to your house and he would stay awake at night. And if there was a fire, he'd say, hey, everybody get out, right? That's how you guys started?
No. Not quite, but no. Since then, we've made a lot of progress. We've seen a lot of different alarms come onto the market. We have a lot of different technology and have just been really excited to be around for 65 years and help protect homes.
It's amazing. And I mean, and really, you know, quite frankly, it First Alert has become the name when it comes to this. One of the biggest changes, right, in the marketplace now are these 10-year batteries. I mean, I don't want to tell people not to change the batteries in their smoke detectors because many people have those, but in a few short years, it's no longer going to be a thing because the technology's gotten so good.
Yeah, so First Alert offers a variety of alarms to help meet your home and family's needs, but we do have convenient protection like 10-year sealed battery alarms, and these are great because they eliminate the need for battery replacements and those late night battery chirps that always seem to occur for an entire decade.
And I mean, there's been a lot of legislation, right, within certain communities where they now have to be those 10-year batteries. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so for Illinois, there was a law that passed that required 10-year sealed battery alarms at the end of 2022.
Yeah, it just makes sense. To talk a little bit, let's go a little nuts and bolts about the importance of, having the adequate amount of smoke detectors. I mean, I think a lot of people are like, oh, I got one, but that might not be enough.
Yes, it's so important to have working smoke alarms in your home because, unfortunately, 3 out of 5 home fire deaths result in homes without working smoke alarms.
Mm.
So it's important to have the alarms to, as they help provide early warning, and it's important to install these on every level and in every bedroom of your home. So that's an easy way to remember where to install them.
Mm-hmm. And what about, you talked about the numbers of the deaths because people don't have working smoke detectors, but what about like common causes, of fires that occur in a home?
Yes. So the number one cause of fires is unattended cooking. So it's so important to also have fire extinguishers within reach and know how to use them.
Mm.
Fire extinguishers should be placed on every level and in common spaces like the kitchen, of course, and then also the garage.
Now, the silent killer that we talk about is carbon monoxide. And, while there tends to be this movement of like, stop using gas stoves and whatever. I mean, anything that combusts, any flame creates carbon monoxide, and First Alert does offer a wide range of different detectors when it comes to that, right?
Yes. So carbon monoxide, it's invisible, it's odorless, it's tasteless, and it can only be detected with a carbon monoxide alarm. It also does come from any fuel-burning device, like you mentioned, and so it's important to make sure you have carbon monoxide alarms especially as the temperatures begin to drop.
Mm, yeah, that's really good advice. And I mean, I know that while you, First Alert does make smoke detectors and then they make carbon monoxide detectors, but you also make a combo unit. The reason I know that is I just purchased a brand new one it was an older unit, because there is a life cycle, right, to these detectors. And to me, if you're going to invest, this is just my opinion, the combination ones make the most sense.
Yes, combination alarms, they provide two-in-one protection against both smoke and carbon monoxide. So it's one unit, simply install it on your home, every level, every bedroom. So it's very convenient. And then, like you said, alarms, they have a lifespan. So they don't last forever. They're on duty 24/7, and they need to be replaced at least every 10 years.
Yeah.
If you can't remember the last time you replaced your alarm, it's just best to replace the unit completely.
You mentioned at the top that you're celebrating your 65th anniversary. Are there things that you're doing to kind of celebrate that and kind of stay with the mission of what you folks do at First Alert?
Yes. So actually, on October 14th, we are celebrating our 65th year anniversary with Lowe's in the fire safety industry. And so we're having events all across the nation today at Lowe's stores that teach people about fire safety and the importance of having the proper protection in their home.
That's great. And I know that if they go to one of those stores, guests can actually participate in demonstrations and stuff and learn more. I mean, it's such an important thing, especially for young families and kids to see.
Yes, exactly. There will be fire safety materials there and activities as well as the fire department.
Wow, that's great. All right. All really, really good information. Well, one other thing, even with these newer 10-year battery units that are out, you know, I know that the technology is getting, better and better, but still important to test the alarms, right?
Yes. No matter what type of alarm you have, it's so important to test the alarm regularly.
And do you at First Alert have recommendations on like how often that should be done?
Yes, you should test them regularly. A nice reminder is during daylight saving time to check your alarm, change the batteries, and test them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Ashley Gokin, who is with First Alert, and always nice to talk to you. Always really good information, and it is just affordable protection for you and your family. And if you're not, you know, my advice is if you don't know how old your detectors are, then just go buy new ones and replace them and have the peace of mind to know that you have, a fresh detector. And what I do, I mean, personally, when I now with the 10-year ones, I bought one a few years ago, I put it on and I wrote the date 10 years from now when I need to replace it with a magic marker, you know, a Sharpie right on the side so I can see the date. And if I look up at it, I can see, I'm like, oh, look, you know, whatever. Now it's 2033 that I have to replace it. You know, hopefully it never has to work. You know, that it's just that I can replace it. Where do people go? Where do people go to learn more about all the different products and information that you folks have?
Yeah. So First Alert products can be found at home improvement stores nationwide, like Lowe's and Ace Hardware. And then you can also visit firstalert.com for more information.
Ashley, always nice to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.